was the it was just a prostitute, right? In Seven, that was
yeah. It was a prostitute.
So it's not the Tubi. I mean, I guess you could change it to that if you wanted to, but
I was just trying to think who would they bang in RoboJock.
There was only one female character that was established of any.
No, anything. Two.
There's two characters, but one main, like one
single
character. There's right. one, but both women talk.
Yes.
I don't think they talked. I don't think it passes the Bricknell test or whatever.
No, it most other. Definitely did not.
Yeah.
Bechdel.
Bechdel. Thank you.
The fire has gone. Yes.
I know. But then we start talking about chainsaw dicks, and that's not what we're doing this week. Yeah. Greetings, programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions On. Come on.
It's still good. I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there, and joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Co-host G. Last week, we watched Rock'em Sock'em Robots, representing America and Russia, fighting to the death. This week, we're going to watch Rock'em Sock'em Boxers, representing America and Russia, fighting to the death. It's been a long time coming, and Rocky has finally entered the ring at Co-host G. It's Rocky IV. Maybe the best Rocky of them all? When is the last time you guys have watched Rocky IV?
It would be the 80s.
No, Chad.
No way. I mean, it's been within the last.
Absolutely. Absolutely the 80s. Now,
again, are you talking sat down and watched the whole movie or just turned on chunks? Yes.
No.
When's the last time you turned on that chunk?
I couldn't. I don't think I ever have.
No, bullshit.
There's no way.
You've never been flipping through and sight stopped and right. Sly course, is like I know pulling a car in the snow. You're like, yeah.
I was never a big channel surfer.
Oh my God.
So
who are
I don't,
you?
I'm sorry. I know I'm related to you guys, but I never surfed like you guys did. And certainly since I've like cut the cord and stuff.
Yeah. But you didn't cut the cord, you know, only like 10 years ago, maybe like,
right. But I'm saying, but even before that, I didn't just like go up and down the channels. It was like, oh, I know this is on. This
how
is
you know
on.
What's on.
Yeah. You never went to the guide and you were like, oh, Rocky IV is on. Let me turn that on while I look through the guide for something else. Like, you know, and just watch it. And he's like, if he dies, he dies. I mean, you never stay around for that.
I'm not saying I never browsed the guide and I never like sifted on movies. I don't recall ever sifting and landing on Rocky IV. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I did it much less than you guys, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
So.
Okay.
I was just watching something on Sling TV. And I just started browsing through the channels and flipping to things and watching. I browsed, and I don't have to. I could go back to the beginning and watch stuff. And I just watched.
Oh, I hate it when one of the channels. I can't remember which one of the movie channels on Comcast starts over when you click it.
Right?
And I can't stand it. I'm like, I wanted to drop in on the middle of this movie. Why are you doing this? I don't want to see the lion roar. I want to see where it was.
I'm surprised that doesn't give you the option to start from the beginning or.
It's just one of them. It's just one of them that I can't, and I can never remember.
It's probably a nice feature. Just we're psychos, and we want to drop three fourths of the way through a movie.
I want to see where a movie is and see if it's a scene I like. Yes,
like if it's RoboCop, I want it to be when they're shooting Murphy in the warehouse right in the beginning,
or the 209 blowing the guy out the window.
Yeah. I want all like the guy in the toxic waste being like as they run him over.
Yes.
There's a lot of good parts in a lot of movies, but this Rocky IV, I think you're gonna turn on a chunk and you're gonna watch.
Oh, you're gonna watch a little bit.
You're gonna watch the next commercial.
You gotta see like the training montages where he's getting all injected with drugs, and Rocky's like working with like a ox yoke or whatever.
Big logs.
Yeah,
he has to get back to nature. This time it's personal, Ryan. He's not just fighting for himself.
Right. He's fighting. When was the last time you watched it, Ryan?
Well, again, it's always hard for me to say when I watch it fully, but I'd say it's only been. It's definitely since I've been, and that's not saying a lot. I've been in this house 12 years, but I've definitely watched it here more than once, and pieces like of it bell. More. Yeah, bell to bell, yeah, but chunks of it more often. I actually don't catch Rocky's. Like I think whatever license. Like I don't find it on cable as much anymore.
They were on Spike TV, I want to say for like the longest time. Like that.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it lately.
I mean, Spike TV also does not exist. Well,
now it's true, or it became true. I think. I think Spike
turned into the Paramount Network at one point.
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing up the. But I thought
if you know what Spike TV is now, please let us know.
I think Spike became true. Yeah, I think, but don't quote me. I'm guessing.
I've watched it in the last few years, but we got a producer's note. Have anybody seen / heard of the Rocky vs. Drago director's cut?
Rocky vs. Drago or Rocky 5 Drago? What's the note mean? Is that 5 like Roman numeral five.
No, that's verse. That's
verse. Okay, I just want to make sure it's verse. I don't know, but yeah, I've not seen it.
How crazy that would that be if there's a cut where Dolph Lundgren's in Rocky Five, just taking notes on the street fights Stallone has against Tommy Gunn?
Yeah,
like I'm gonna fuck him up.
Right.
And then nothing happens. Like Stallone goes and opens a restaurant after that movie, right? That's because the next time we see him is Rocky Balboa.
Yes, which I don't think I've ever seen. Yeah, I haven't seen Creed's either, which I want to see. I've heard the last Creed. Yeah,
but the Rocky movies keep to a certain formula, and they know how to do it.
Yeah,
they strayed from it a little bit in Rocky V, and people didn't like it.
Yeah,
and now they're back to it with the Creed movies.
Right. I saw Creed was like 10 years old. I was like, man, I have been saying I'm going to watch that movie for 10 years now. And I haven't done it. You know, I gotta get on it.
And it's streaming. I think 1 and 2 are streaming somewhere right now, probably.
Yeah.
But is the director's cut very different, or is it just
more Drago?
Is it different, like payback? Like, is it Drago wins? You know, he does it for Mother Russia.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that trash. I'm sure we'll talk more about it in the episode. Maybe I wonder if we can watch this. If I can watch both versions.
Maybe.
Are they? I could probably rent both versions. It came out in 2021, so maybe it's streaming somewhere. Oh, it's a lot more Creed. Oh, 40 minutes longer.
Wow, that's a long movie. A long
Rocky. I want to watch 40 more minutes of Rocky.
Maybe they eliminated some other footage, cut some, and added some.
Boo.
So it gave it a total different feel at that point, right? It's more, you know, like, you probably get less extended.
Less poly, less robot.
Less training scene, probably a little bit compacted, probably something like that. Although training sequences in Rocky are a necessity, so I don't know if they touch that too much.
You cannot take that out. You're out of your mind if you try and take a training. How is he going to overcome it? He's afraid. Yeah.
Right.
Can't wait to watch this movie. But Rocky IV, it's streaming on HBO, or what's it called now? It's not HBO. Max. Go subscribe to it. It's, you know, that's right. Support Ryan. He's very hungry. Mm-hmm. He needs you to get that.
My kids need shoes.
My kids need shoes. All right. Well, let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where if I can change... and you can change. One man will show that world that everybody can change. Starring Rambo as Rocky and He-Man as Russia. Watch as the free market punches the hell out of the Confederation Inn robot box.